Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio, and there was some brand new stuff from the band by the name of Blutengel, or Blood Angel, with a track called Navigator. Before that, you heard some more brand new stuff from Sirion from their new Space Overdrive EP, and that was a track by the name of Vega Velocity, the Deep Space Remix. We started things off with Seabound from their latest single. That was from the Poisonous Friend CDS. And that, of course, is just entitled The Remix. I don't know, it was actually, by the sounds of it, a somewhat difficult song to remix because the song starts so funny. And I don't know, I wasn't really all that keen on many of the remixes, but there was a lot of good stuff on it as well, and, you know, it's one of those things where I guess you should check it out. I don't think very many people go out and buy singles, though. I think there's, quite honestly, more value in the album than on the single. I think a lot of DJs and stuff just buy the single, and that's about it. Anyways, we're going to continue on with some more brand new stuff. This is a band that I've, I guess, pushed here before, and I think deserve all the success that they've gotten. Actually, two bands, I should say, that deserve all the success that they've gotten, because there's in this little group of two songs, we've got both Blank and Cesium-137, both great people. I'm going to start things off with some stuff, new stuff from Blank. This is Event Horizon. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. more brand new stuff for you. That was Cesium 137 from their new disc Elemental, and that was a track by the name of Him. So Isaac from Cesium 137 was kind enough to send along an extra copy of the disc to me in the hopes that I would give it away. And we sat there and we tried to think of a trivia question or something to ask. And neither of us could really come up with anything that either A, wasn't too incredibly easy, and B, wasn't so incredibly hard. Anyways, I decided to take matters into my own hands and kind of combine it with one of our other little giveaways here. The next person, or the first person who, in the next, I guess, 24 hours or so, who orders one of the RSA Archive DVDs, you can check the information for that off of the main page. The first person who orders one will also get a free copy of Elemental as a special bonus gift from Cesium 137 and myself. And if you have a chance, go and check out that album. Pick it up. It's really, really light years ahead of their debut stuff as far as production goes. It's almost like it's a completely different band. What can I say? Anyways, we're going to take the BPMs down a notch and do a little bit more of, I guess, the instrumental sort of thing. This is a band by the name of The Retrozic with a track called Sphere. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. We'll be right back. I'm tempted to say is a Nitzer Ebb cover band, although they aren't. Although everything they do sounds exactly like Nitzer Ebb from, like, I don't know, Joining in the Chant sort of era. Anyways, that was a band by the name of Spetsnaz with a track called Grand Design. And I don't know if it's one of those things that I would really recommend going out and buying. It's not a bad disc, but it's so incredibly derivative of the Nitzer Ebb sound that it sounds very dated, to be honest. Anyways, we're going to end off the show this week with another band that sounds a little bit dated, but they do it on purpose. This is, I guess, a side project of Stefan Groth of Apoptygma Berserk. It's a band by the name of Fairlight Children. Very Commodore 64, very video game sort of sounding in the sort of 80s vein. I like it a lot. Anyways, this is Fairlight Children with Bedsitter. I am DJ Tond. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. See you next week.
Loving, drinking, loving.